joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. security officials say that they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is screening thousands of the National Guard members assigned to Washington, D.C. to provide security for the event. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is demanding free access of media to the court, hearing what she called the highest degree of lawlessness, and lashed out at the president, Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing the criminal code out of the window in fear. Navalny was detained at a Moscow airport Sunday after flying home for the first time since he was poisoned last summer. Later, a Russian judge ruled that Navalny should be held in custody for 30 days until February 15th. The World Health Organization chief says it's not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issue of profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Coronavirus deaths continue rising in nearly two-thirds of American states as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. As Americans observed the national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to curtail travel from countries where new variants continue to spread. This is VOA News. China is dealing with coronavirus outbreaks across its frigid northeast, prompting additional lockdowns and travel bans ahead of next month's Lunar New Year holiday. The country reported another 118 cases Tuesday, with 43 of those in one province, and another province just out Beijing saw 35 cases. Beijing reported just one new case, though some residential communities and outlying villages there have been placed under lockdown. The International Energy Agency says oil and gas companies are not doing enough to reduce the release of methane, a potent source of planet heating emissions. A report published Monday by the Paris-based organization found that estimated 10% drop in methane emissions from oil and gas companies last year was largely due to lower production amid a global decline in demand due to the pandemic downturn. It warned that the amount of methane released into the atmosphere as part of the production process for fossil fuels could rebound again as economies recover. The agency called on countries and companies to do more to plug those leaks. The premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta wants U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to give the Canadian government a chance to make the case for the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to be built. The Alberta Premier, Jason Kenney, says he will seek legal damages if reports are true that Biden plans to scrap the pipeline on his first day as U.S. president. Biden's plan is outlined in transition documents seen by Canadian media outlets. He has previously said he will cancel the pipeline altogether. First proposed in 2008, the pipeline has become emblematic of the tensions between economic development and curbing fossil fuel emissions. Israel's education minister says that he is banning groups that call Israel an apartheid state from lecturing at schools. The move targets the country's leading human rights group after it began describing both Israel and its control of the Palestinian territories as a single apartheid system. You know, the explosive term is vehemently rejected by Israel's leaders and many ordinary Israelis. Yoav Gallant announced the measure on Twitter late Sunday. A rights group, B'Tselem, said last week that while Palestinians live under different forms of Israeli control in the occupied West Bank, blockaded Gaza, annexed East Jerusalem, and within Israel itself, they have fewer rights than Jews in the entire country. That's including Israel proper. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.